For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The aftermath of the October 2015 flood continues to occupy the business of many people and agencies in South Carolina, such as the East Richland County Public Service District, the sewer system for a section of the county heavily affected by the flood. Director Larry Brazel recalled what happened when the historic rains and dam breaches caused Gills Creek to overflow.
We had 30 feet of water in our main pump station. That pump station can pump 16 million gallons a day, and it was completely submerged. So when the water receded, we started pulling pumps and sending the motors to have them redone and rebuilding the pumps, and it's quite a disaster there for about 9 days.
Not only the system's pumps were affected, said Deputy Director Ed Schuler.
Most of our sewer lines by design are near creeks and streams. Well, when all of that water came rushing through, it changed the route of the streams and thus the route of our pipes. It just basically knocked the pipes right out of the ground. And that's where we had to have temporary lines put in to take the place of the line that was really just blown out of the ground.
Fortunately, Brazel said, the district was able to apply to FEMA, which just awarded it a $1.6 million grant to replace damaged equipment. Brazel said the district had already applied for a $4.4 million loan to replace old lines, so it had definite plans for the grant.
When the flood came, it inundated those lines and filled them full of sand. Now, we got them clean enough that we could start back to using them, but we were going to replace them anyway. So we asked FEMA, could we take this money and put towards that $4.4 million loan so we could take some more money and go on up the line and do some further investments into replacing the old line that was put in the 60s.
Consultant John Berquist, who helped the district to apply for grants, said the process is long and could take up to 5 years. Schuler said fortunately, to counter FEMA's slow procedure, the sewer district was compensated quickly by insurance following the flood.
Where we were eligible, we were very quickly compensated by insurance, and so that went a long way toward getting us back up on our feet. Fortunately, we were in a financial position that we didn't have to wait on insurance or this FEMA money to make certain improvements, that we could go ahead and do those things and then hopefully get reimbursed.
If there is a silver lining to the disaster, Brazel said, it's that the district's customers will get new and better lines and equipment that FEMA and insurance funds will pay for.
A pump station that's 50 years old is wearing out, and it was time to replace those 500 horsepower motors, and we were very fortunate to get those things out, get them to Charleston, get them done. Now we've replaced all of that, so that pump station should be good to go for 10 years. So that is saving the ratepayers of this district.
Though this grant is for $1.6 million, Brazel expects FEMA will grant the district $5 to $6 million in total. He said he thought the district was prepared for the storm, but no one could have anticipated its historic nature.
We had barricaded, we had sandbagged to the highest level we had ever had here, and we'd seen the Gills Creek get up and get within 2 or 3 feet, but never seen it get this high. We thought we were good. We were 4 foot above any flood that we had ever had. So, you know, we'd done all that work, but we'd never seen nothing like this, and neither had anybody else.
Brazel said part of the funds will be used to make the sewer's pump station flood resistant, so if this type of event comes again, the district will be even better prepared. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.